Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. Life is really like a tuning fork. What vibration you send out is what comes right back. And so we get to decide, like, ooh, what would feel really good and really expansive? And how do we do that? We do that by, first of all, acknowledging what we just said, that 95% of our day, we are replaying a program. We are thinking the way we felt. And when I say thinking the way we felt, is because the way we think immediately comes with a feeling. So you can't separate them. So if we think the way we thought, we'll feel the way we felt, and we will just keep being in this loop. When really and truly, when we start to see the world as this 5-dimensional thing, not this 3-dimensional thing, we start to say, whoa, if really all I need to do is tune my radio so that my receiver receives different frequency, I'm tuned to a different note, I'm going to completely change my life. Change the frequency, change the note, totally and completely change your life. So all of this stuff is really fascinating. And yesterday I was on a podcast, somebody was interviewing me, and we had this beautiful conversation. And at the end of it, she was wrapping up. And so she was saying to her audience, she said, oh, it was so great to have Kathy here. And Kathy, thank you so much. And she said, and for everybody who's listening, you know, listen, everyone I've had on this show, it takes time. And Kathy is, you know, look what she's been able to feel and to do and to experience. And just know that keep at it, because you'll put in the time, and over time, it'll start to make a difference. And in time, eventually, you will get to experience this too. So, you know, keep pushing and stay in it. And I said, do you mind if I comment on that? And we had a really lovely back and forth. So she wasn't like annoyed by it. And she was like, yeah, sure. And I said, so I don't believe in that. And she said, you don't believe that things, you know, take time and that there needs to be a lot of patience involved with success. And I said, no. And she said, well, okay, you know, why? And I said, well, time is relative, right? And it's an illusion, isn't it? And she's like, well, I don't know. And I said, well, I mean, wasn't that the big Einstein discovery, that time is really not real? And what does that mean, right? So I love nerding out on science and quantum physics. And I mean, Einstein was just, he was known as like a straight up master of all science and physics, period. Like, not, yes, people who are maybe in the woo camp can like cite him, but he is revered by every scientist, right? Like anyone who holds a PhD from MIT will tell you that this is one of the smartest minds that ever walked the earth, period, full stop. Okay. So that means that what he discovered is not, it's not really out there. It's the there. Like it is reality. So what does it mean that he discovered that time is an illusion?
So here's what it means. When we experience time, we experience it relative to where we are, even though it's not actually real. So here's what I mean. You're standing on the earth most of the time. I don't think there's any astronauts in this group. So I think we're all standing on the earth most of the time. Standing on the earth and you experience time. How? Well, we experience the sun, right? And the moon. And we experience the rotation of the sun and the earth. What happens in this thing called the universe, in this thing called reality, right? It's much bigger than our town. It's much bigger than even our planet, right? So what is time really like? Well, as soon as you go beyond this Earth's atmosphere, there is no longer this dance between the Earth and the sun. So you're not clocking 24 hours in time, right? You get how that works? So it's changing, right? So let's talk about reality for a second. Let's talk about God for a second. Let's use whatever word you want for that force, that life force, right? Creator, force, source, energy. I like to use the word God because it really makes sense to me. But I get that sometimes people are triggered by that because, gosh, there's so many meanings put on that word that it's like, wait, you have to refine your terms. But studying Kabbalah for 3 years in Israel, living in Jerusalem, is like, I really like got it, right? It's this one light, right? This endless one, okay? When you zoom out and you go to that place, is there time there? So if you leave the earth and you get up in a rocket ship, right? You experience time different. If you keep moving away, where does time go? It evaporates. The further away you go from this thing, right? Do they have a calendar there, right? What is it? 19 hour days, 45 months? It's called no, it stops. So in physics, there's things called wormholes, okay? They actually have been able to look at these things, and it's insane because if you put something in a wormhole, it moves faster than the speed of light, which means before it even, you could like count it, it's already gone through it. So we think very limited, to say the least. We think of reality, and people say it all the time. Well, the reality is that I'm too old. The reality is I don't have enough money. But that isn't reality. Reality doesn't work like that. Reality itself is so expansive. It's so infinite, and there's no time and there's no real space. So time and space is an illusion. What does that mean? Well, a lot of times people will say, in order for me to make this business happen, I need to put this much time into it. Or people will say, in order for me to meet the love of my life, I need to live in that city. Or in order for me, right, as if like that's the way the world works. But it actually doesn't. Because if the world is made up of vibration, if the world is made up of this web, this field, right, where everything's more like a radio, then we are able to connect and collapse time and space by tuning to different frequencies in that web, in that field. And I know that it's hard to really get it because the ego really is married to the story of separation. And separation looks like me and Stephanie are separate. She's over there. She's in Oregon. I'm over here. We are not connected. But that's not true. That's not true. Science would tell you that that's impossible. And now they can actually see when somebody walks in the room, you can see how far their energy extends and then how that energy moves into this other person's energy. Now, let me give you an example. Let's say you're looking at a pond and you threw a pebble and there starts to be ripples in the water. Could you figure out where that ripple stopped affecting the rest of the water? That's impossible. It's one pool. It all affects it. If I took a cylinder, a glass bowl, and I poured water in, and then I pour one drop of blue food coloring. So where does it stop affecting the water? how does it stop affecting the water? It does it. So when there's pain and when there's hurt in Ukraine, do we feel that here? We feel that. When there's a tsunami in Thailand, does it affect the rest of the ocean or no? It affects the whole ocean, right? But not just like, oh yeah, kind of. Like, no, like legitimately in a major way, the whole thing is connected, right? If the oysters died and there was red tide, would we be able to survive that for one day? No, we couldn't survive it. We're completely and totally connected. So what we have to do, what's so worth it, is plugging into consciousness. Now, where does consciousness help us get back to everything that I'm saying? Because immediately, instantaneously, when we connect with that which we really are beyond the ego, we have a direct felt sense of something that feels infinite. When we close our eyes, when we meditate, when we just get beyond the surface of the brain, which is just thoughts that are very frenetic, that are responding, right? They're reactive rather than really in alignment. We have an experience of that, right? The longer that they have looked at what happens inside of a person, in their heart, in their brain, and even when people talk about what they experience in moments where they drop in, we feel something that goes way beyond our ego, way beyond the story, right? And it feels really like a lot like love, and it feels really infinite. And that really is called, that's us. That's it. And the more we keep coming back to that, we become a magnet for every single thing that we want, because we don't get what we want, we get what we are. So the more we identify and the more we feel and the more we drop in to this part of us that's truly our soul, our consciousness, our highest self, we can do absolutely anything. From that place, we get insight. From that place, we get divine downloads. From that place, we know that there's no other person that we couldn't love into life and collaborate with. And that energy in us wakes up other people's energy. And it really just, at that point, it's like you just can sit back and open your palms and just expect and get excited about how good it gets to feel.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller, because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.